We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Knicks on the second of a back-to-back, this time down in Beale Street in Memphis, taking on the Grizzlies. The Road Warriors would come out slow, but they would pick things up, man. Led by the second unit, Derrick Rose. Welcome back, Alec Burks, Manuel Quickly. Knicks second unit got the offense back cooking. And they would take a 17-point lead into the fourth quarter. So when you thought that the Knicks would coast, you already know they were in a world of pain because the Grizzlies would cut this thing down all the way to five. Lackluster ball movement, lackluster defense would help bring the Grizzlies back into this, man. So where would we go when we needed to close this thing out? It was Derrick Rose, ladies and gentlemen. The former MVP would come back into the game with 4 minutes left to play and close with six critical points to put the team on his back in crunch time in the clutch and help deliver the Knicks a victory. 24 points last night, 24 points tonight. Now this man has to be in Sixth Man of the Year conversations. Knicks win 118-104. Road Warriors 2-0 on the trip. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CP the franchise, Ashley Moss in the building. Ashley did it again.
We did it again.
Back to back. Wow. What a win. What a win. Derrick Rose, man. We gotta start the show off with Derrick Rose because, you know, when this trade first happened, it was a cheap move. I love the move because it was a cheap move. But, you know, two things. I didn't expect his impact to be this immense, and I didn't think that this team would still be here in the fourth spot. I thought they would be hovering around playing, trying to get in because of how tough the second half schedule has been. But make no mistake, Derrick Rose has been the X factor for this Knicks team in the second half. They're now 21-8 since the D. Rose trade with him in the lineup. And he was spectacular tonight. 25 points after dropping 24 last night. 25 points tonight to help bring us home. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, listen, you know, when Derrick Rose first joined the team, one of my concerns was how it was going to affect the young guys. You know, I was concerned that, you know, he would take minutes away from guys, hinder their development, because, you know, him and Tibbs do have a pre-existing relationship. So I'm so excited, and again, I'll keep saying it until the end of the season, until the end of time. I'm so excited that I was wrong. He has just been incredible in this team, not only as a leader, but also in his own right. Yeah. It's just amazing to see him just have like this revival in his career, and I'm just glad that it could be with the New York Knicks. He is the MVP right now of this game. He was the reason that we were able to stay in. Obviously, Julius Randle does Julius Randle things night in and night out. But Derrick Rose, man, he is just playing incredible basketball. He is the reason that we were in this game tonight. He kept us in it. He keeps the young guys, you know, he keeps them level. He keeps them focused, along with Julius. But I just think that, you know, Derrick Rose just has a different hold on these guys. And, you know, whatever he's doing, whatever he's narrowed it in, zeroed in, it's working.
Put him on his back.
This team is completely different when Derrick Rose is in the lineup, when he's in the equation.
I mean, the efficiency, 11 of 15, 3 of 5 from downtown, plus 16 on the night. And the interesting thing about this was, and we'll talk about Burks and his impact, was that at the five-minute mark when Tibbs subbed out Rose, I didn't know if he was going to come back in the game. Because at that point, the offense was gassed. Defensively, they were just bringing the Grizzlies back. I mean, Grizzlies were sleepwalking on the offensive end, and the Knicks were still allowed them to come back into the game. But offensively, we were just gassed. We were settling for one-on-one shots. Julius was playing hero ball. RJ Rose, they were gassed. So he goes to Burks, right? Burks gets hurt. Scary injury. Hopefully he's okay and he bounces back in the Phoenix game. So Rose comes back in with 4:13 left, Knicks are up by 5. And he closes the door with 6 points. And the thing is that when the Knicks have gotten into these crunch time situations late in games, prior to the Rose trade, and we saw it was Julius, you know, playing that hero ball, and you know, he wasn't executing. And we were like, who's going to be that second guy to step up? This is where D. Rose comes into play, especially when we're going to be talking about playoffs and whatnot going down the road, because now you have another option to help you close these games, to help you get easier buckets. Maybe he gets Julius easier buckets in crunch time. But at the very least, you can rely on him to get his own and help close the game, and that's what he did tonight.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm somebody who, you know, always says what's on her mind, but if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I have no problem admitting that when it comes to Derrick Rose and what he has meant to this team, what he means to this team, I was dead wrong. And I've never been more happy to be wrong. And I'll keep saying it. I mean, it's just really incredible. I mean, you were, for this season at least, I mean, again, we're not a complete team. We still have holes that we need to fill. I don't think any Knicks fan is going to go ahead and deny that. But Derrick Rose really was the piece that we were missing to be competitive this season.
Big
and
time.
I still think, you know, like I said, we still have other things that we need to focus on in the offseason. But it really is just, he was the piece that we were missing. Not, like I said, not only for, you know, what he brings to the table, but what he's able to do for people like Quickly, the young guys on the team. And it really has helped Julius Randle, especially with the inconsistencies of young players, which, you know, is not to their fault. It happens. That's just kind of the name of the game when you're dealing with young guys. You're going to get a lot of up and down play from them.
Yeah.
But Derrick Rose has really kind of emerged as the Batman or the Robin to Julius Randle's Batman. And it's great to have that. You know what I mean? And it's great to see it unfold before my very eyes.
Big time. Big time, big time. What a performance by him. Can't say enough about him. He was great. He was major. A couple other questions that, you know, couple other storylines that that were coming about in this game was the return of Alec Burks. Burks coming back from COVID. You know, Tibbs was saying that he was working on his condition and didn't play last night. Tonight he came in and he started coasting early. I thought he was part of the reason, you know, why that second unit helped bring us back into the game, because we started the game off slow. It took us a while to even get our first points on the board. But once Burks, Quickly, and Rose got into the game, things changed. And Burks, he finished with 9 points, 4-7 from the field, 1-for-1 from downtown. But it was good to see him get back into the groove. Untimely injury when John Morant rolled up on his knee. So you got to hope that he comes back up to speed, because I love the chemistry that that unit, those three guards have with that second unit, along with the more confident Obi Toppin. That's going to be very important as we segue to the playoffs.
And Obi's looking confident out there each and every game. He's starting to kind of find his swagger and the little, you know, moments that we do see him.
Yeah.
I see Ari is loving the fact that I'm owning up to my D. Rose misevaluation, if you will. But Ari, you should not be talking, because you wanted to trade Julius Randle. I'll never let you forget that. The chat will never let you forget that. I never said I didn't want D. Rose. I said I'm concerned it will affect IQ's minutes. and what that will mean for his development. I was always and have always been a fan of D-Rose. That was my concern, though. But you wanted to trade Julius Randle. I will never forget that. The chat will never let you forget that. Sit this one out. Yeah. You don't want this smoke. Salute you do not want this smoke with me.
Salute to Ari in the chat, and salute to CK, man. He was out on the road, so he couldn't make the games yesterday and today, but he'll be back later on this week. Salute to CK. But back on the Burks topic, you know, the question was, once he returned, how would Tibbs handle this guard rotation between Burks, IQ, Rose, and Elfrid Payton, especially when it came to the second half? And we saw that in the fourth quarter. Payton played the third, and you know, he forced it a lot in the third, but I also thought he played hard. He had some tough moments out there. He was physical, maintained his aggressiveness against John Morant all night. I thought Payton, by and large, played tough, had a couple rough spots in the third. But in the fourth, like I said, when Rose got gassed and Tibbs went to the bench, he went to Burks. He went to Burks at the point.
Yeah.
So that's something to watch going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Burks, I mean, if he is coming off of, you know, COVID protocol, which, of course, we don't, you know, that's private. That's not something that the teams or the players have to even disclose. I mean, you can kind of go ahead and make an educated guess but based on the time that they miss and things like that. But if he does or if he is coming off of COVID, it's going to take him a while to get acclimated. It's a good sign that he was out there playing, though, because, you know, remember what happened with D. Rose. You know, it took him a while to kind of get back into the swing of things. It affected him differently. So hopefully, you know, Burks, clearly it didn't affect him the same way he was able to get out there and play. But now with the injury or the possible injury, that's going to be something that, you know, keep an eye on. It's concerning because he does go ahead and give you another offensive weapon off the bench.
Yeah,
you know, that is something that, you know, you need, especially on this West Coast trip. You need the scoring help. The defense is there.
Yeah.
You know, the scoring is where your weak spot is. So any other additional scoring help that you can go ahead and get is only going to be beneficial to winning games. So hopefully it's just a little bit of a tweak
that he
sustained in this game, and it's not going to keep him out long term, you know.
Hope so. Another story from this game was how are we going to battle Valanciunas with one big man down. No Nerlens Noel tonight. So it was Taj's turn. Taj stepped up like the vet. Battle Valanciunas all night. Taj would finish with 6 points, 12 boards, 5 block shots. I thought Norvell Pell came in and gave us some good minutes. He would finish with 3 block shots. Only thing with Taj, you know, he would finish with 4 fouls, but I thought he picked up his third and fourth. It just on some bad plays, those are some bad fouls. Got lucky that he didn't end up fouling out of the game, and he would end up finishing. But I thought Taj gave us some very good, solid effort on the defensive end and on the boards, battling Valanciunas, and that was major. In the first matchup with the Grizzlies finished with 64 points in the paint at MSG. Tonight, only 34. So I thought that was a big difference as well. We were able to keep him at the paint. He didn't have much of an aggressive John Morant as you did in the first game. Not sure. You know, I thought part of that was Peyton being aggressive with him, but part of that, I didn't think John Morant was really into this game like that. But, hey, we got the W.
Yeah, I mean, listen, our defense, people don't want to give credit where credit is due, but the New York Knicks defense is nothing to play with. I mean, you can see John Morant was frustrated out there.
End up getting tossed. Not only him and that, the coach got tossed out there.
The coach was frustrated out there. Like, we were not letting them breathe. Every time they thought they were going on a run, we were right there to kind of put a wrench in that situation.
Yeah.
And it was starting to get to him. I mean, John Morant, I don't think I can remember the last time I saw a game where he was ejected from a game.
Mentally deflated,
so,
man. Took him out of his game.
Not only did you get him in the game physically, you got in his mental, which sometimes is the worst place that you can kind of lose your cool as a player.
Because
sometimes that's worse than getting somebody in your space constantly. They're just constantly in your head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Memphis was big mad tonight.
Big mad. Big mad.
They were big mad.
Yeah, yeah. But they fought. You know, like I said, we had a 17-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and Dylan Brooks, give credit, he was on fire. I don't know if I think Julius was checking him part of the time, but we left him open. We were leaving Desmond Bane a flamethrower wide open out there. So that defense needs to tighten up, man, because, like I said, the Grizzlies were mostly sleepwalking on the offensive end, especially without Ja being the catalyst, but we still gave up a too many easy threes for them, and so they were able to capitalize and cut this thing to 5 before Rose ended up winning the game. Julius had a big step-back 3 during that final 4 minutes as well, so give credit to him. Also, Yo, the three point shooting.
Adding to that real quick, that's going to be, that's why I always say, you know, defense. That's why I'm such a big fan of defense when it comes to the game, because I know it's, one, it always travels, but two, when you're accustomed, and this is a shooting league, this league is led by shooters. So when you're accustomed to being in a league or playing teams that make defense kind of an afterthought, and really it's about putting up points and chucking up shots and things like that, you're accustomed to having a certain amount of space. You're accustomed to having a certain level of comfort to get your shots up, right? The Knicks play an old school way of basketball that kind of has just gone to the wayside as the league has started to change. They're annoying. Like, they're annoying to somebody, to shooters.
Physical
in a shooting
team, too.
League. They don't let you breathe. The shots that you're accustomed to getting off, you can't get off. So it kind of restricts you from going in the paint because they're going to bully you. Yeah. It restricts those mid-range shots because they're going to bully you. Like, it really restricts you to those long-range jumpers that are so inaccurate, unless you're like a Steph Curry who can hit them with your eyes closed. It really just restricts an entire offense or part of an offense for a team. And you saw that today. When someone's not used to playing physical, the next resort is to get angry because it's like, let me breathe,
got
let me work. So
got
a lot of teams are going to have an issue with the New York Knicks because this is a physical basketball team when it comes to that defense.
Yeah, 100. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks post-game live presented by Manscaped, CP the franchise, Ashley Moss in the building. How are we feeling in the chat, man? Salute to everybody in the chat. Throw an emoji in the chat. Let us know what you think. And I saw a lot of the roses were popping off in the chat early, but throw some emojis in there. Let us know how you feel. One last thing on this game before we get to the callers was the threes. Knicks flamethrowers once again, as tonight, 14 of 27 from downtown, 51% from three. Julius, 5 of 8. Bullock, 2 for 6. D. Rose, 3 for 5. Burks, 1 for 1. Quickly, 2 for 3. We are now fourth in the league in three-point percentage. The offense is on an uptick, Ash. That's a dangerous combination as we head into the playoffs.
We went, I think it was, 11 for 12 in the first quarter or in the first half?
I don't recall. We were hot, though, in the
we
first.
Were hot.
And, yeah, we were hot.
You know what I love, though, about this team and about this game was offensively, we were clicking. Shots were falling. You know, the stat line doesn't lie. But I also like, and this is something that you have to do, is you can't abandon your game. The Knicks didn't do that. They had moments where they let Memphis go on a little bit.
Fourth quarter was a drag.
Like mini runs and things like that. They started to get a little bit comfortable that their offense was clicking. But they snapped back into old form. You never abandon your game. If your offense is clicking, that's great. If your shots are falling, that's great. But you always keep your foot on the defensive pedal, and that's exactly what the Knicks did tonight.
Big time, big time. I thought RJ had a decent night. You know, he struggled at points, but still finished with 15, 7 boards, 3 dimes for RJ, finished 5 of 12 from the field, 1 for 1 from downtown. Had a couple nice buckets in the fourth to help us get out of there with the W. So, tough night, tough shooting night for Julius, 9 of 23 from the field, but like I said, 5 of 8 from downtown. Hit a nice step back 3 in the fourth quarter when things bogged down to help us extend that lead. Finished with 28 points, 6 boards, 6 dimes, and a steal to get us up out of there. So, that's that. Salute to Julius, and good win, man. Good win. The Hawks won tonight.
All the roses. It's the 10-year anniversary of him winning MVP.
That's right. 10-year anniversary of D. Rose winning the MVP, and he comes out, and he's the MVP of this game, man. It's because, like I said, when the game bogged down and we were looking for ball movement, we were looking for air, we were tired, you know, settling for one-on-one shots, settling for hero ball, you need a guy that can get you some close-range buckets. A guy that's been there before, a guy that's battle-tested, and that was D. Rose tonight. Make no mistake. And so we have options now in the fourth. You can go Rose. You can go Julius. You could go RJ. You could go Burks. Maybe you go quickly, depending on who's in, right? Obviously, all four of those guys are not going to be in. But you have options. Or all five of those guys. But you have options.
Whatever transpires with Burks, like I said, hopefully it's nothing too serious. You think we're ever in this road trip, you think we'll ever see some Frank minutes?
Situational ass situation.
Are we gonna see a Frank emergence on the West Coast?
Situational. Situational. I don't know, man. I'm not worried about Frank, man. Let him chill. He's with the Braids mob. He's with Pinson and them with the cheerleaders on the bench having
not
a good time.
Cheerleaders on the bench.
Yeah, chemistry still A1. So we good. So salute to Frank. We got
that was some Clyde level shade right there. That was a Clyde level shade move right there.
We clicking on all cylinders, man. But as long as Frank's happy, we good.
When Clyde said after the head coach got ejected,
yeah.
When he got his tech, he says he's probably hot. His job is on the line. Yeah. I mean, you see that Orlando game? I was dying. Yo, Clyde is so shady, and I love
him. I'm telling you, Clyde has been the best. This is the best season of Clyde. I'm telling you.
This is the best season of Clyde.
Pulls no punches, keeps it a buck, and that's just it, man. Sharp. Old man, human wit, man. So salute to Clyde, man. So salute to Clyde. So let's salute some super chats that came in early. Salute to my system's catching up. Chat right now is overloading the system. That's how happy the Knicks fans are. Salute to James Moore.
2,000 people in here, guys.
Yeah. He says, salute to James Moore. He says, CP, you're our mouthpiece. Let's try to rally Oakley back home and get these young fans to stay humble. This energy is monumental. Go Knicks. Salute to James Moore for the super chat, man. Definitely appreciate that. You know, I'll give Oak a call, man. We'll see if we're still on good terms after the first outing. I don't know, Ash. I just don't know, to be honest with you. But we'll see, man. Salute to Oak. Alan Berman sends a super chat. He says, salute. Knicks need to lose 4 of 7, and Boston needs to win all 7 to knock us into the playoff. He says, next step is home court advantage, so proud to see. I don't know, because we already clinched at least a play-in. So, Alan, I don't know if you could maybe just clarify that statement. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm giving the fans the right comment there. Let's see what else came in. I'm trying to read the rest of these super chats, man, but the chat is going so crazy. So, you know, in the meantime, let's get to the callers. Let's start off with King Deej kicking us off. King Deej, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Just clarify that statement. I just want to make sure.
Yo, yo.
Yo. What it do, man?
Hey, how you feeling, bro?
Listen, I'm feeling great. Because y'all got to, first off, hit that thumbs button.
Let's do it.
It's 393. We got what? What'd you say, CP?
We got 2,000 people
here.
In here,
that's
bro.
Unacceptable. Hit that thumbs up because I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Memphis is known for being thugs, man. You know, they try to punk you into submission. And, you know, for the first time ever, I seen a Knicks team just fight back.
Yeah.
Just fight back. Keep fighting. No talking. Just keep playing. Just keep playing.
Right.
And all that slander about RJ, and this is no disrespect to Ja, all that slander about RJ can't shoot, RJ can't do this, that, the third. I see RJ working on his game. Ja's still the same player I saw last year, man. He can't shoot consistently, and that's going to hold him back. I'm just so happy about this team, man. They doing what they got to do. Next man up. Taj was a demon against that Big V.
Mm-hmm.
Demon. And I just want to say right here and now, man, now that they officially clinched since 2013, shout out the youngest MVP ever in D. Rose, man.
Yeah.
Drop some roses for this man. He's been through it all, and he's still the same player, still the same person, just a genuine guy. I'm happy. Yo, with that first game at the Garden, CP, Ashley, I'm in there because that place is going to be
it's
a
be rocking.
Zoo.
That extra 25%, man, it's going to be rocking in there, bro.
It's going to be a
zoo, man. It's
going
to be rocking in MSG, man.
I was telling Pete from Belize, like, I'm only 29, so the last time the Knicks was good, I was in high school, and that wasn't real. That was the Melo era. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't sustainable. This is real. Like, there's nobody over the age of 27 that's not going to be here. Julius is 26, yeah, you got Rose and Gibson, but these are vets, so they'll be here for the long run. They'll be our Haslams. This is genuine, man. And I just can't wait to see what they do against Denver. I'm watching Denver and the Lakers right now. You know Bron's going to – he's not playing tonight.
Is he playing tonight?
He's going to try to show out when the Knicks come to the – when the Knicks come to L.A. But I just want to give all the credit. Listen, I'm not even a Peyton supporter. I can't even knock him. He going at Ja. I loved it.
I agree with you, man.
I'm going to let y'all talk, man. But I'm just – this was a tough game, and it shows the difference between – playing hard and being hard.
Yeah.
One team was mentally harder than the other.
Big facts.
Other team checked out.
Big facts.
From the bench to the team.
From the coach.
I'm out, y'all.
Yeah.
Peace.
And the coach set the tone, Ash. Coach got ejected. I'm like, wait, where are you going, bro? What's going on?
I love, though, Tibbs really loved the energy. He was laughing. I love happy Tibbs. He really was like, oh, you mad? I'm going to give you something to be mad about. Catch this.
Yeah. Smacked him up. World Wide West was happy. I don't think World Wide West has missed a game. He's traveling with the team home and the road. This team is just together, man. It's a strong, well-oiled unit. And it's just happy to see you, man. First winning season since Knicks tape. It's been 8 years, Ash. We're going into the playoffs for the first time in 8 years. And with the offense on an uptick, it's going to be a dangerous team. This is a real team sitting in that number four seed right now. And we're just trying to maintain. And I think the most important thing is that these coming into this West Coast trip, we're shooting for 500, right? At the worst case, shoot for 500. And right now we got the two games that we felt like we needed to get to have a good chance. So now we have Phoenix, we have Denver, we have Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers. Can we steal one of those? Let's see. You know, Lakers seem to be reeling right now. They got Schroeder in the COVID protocol. Bron's ankle's acting up. His mentals is acting up. Now he doesn't know about the play-in game. He's tight about the play-in game. He's complaining about that.
Listen, first of all, I love all the hashtag happy Tibbs in the chat. I love it. Hashtag happy Tibbs. One thing. First, I got to shout out one of my favorites. Listen, whether you love him, whether you hate him, whether you like the team, whether you didn't like the team, shout out to Carmelo Anthony, man. He just cracked the top 10 of all-time scoring in the NBA. I'm a huge Melo fan, have always been since the Syracuse days. Mm-hmm. Love seeing what he has become, especially when he got blackballed in the NBA for that period of time. It's just really great to see a former Knick, once a Knick, always a Knick, getting his due diligence, mm-hmm. getting his credit, finally getting his moment in the sun. I'm really happy for Carmelo. They tried to tell us he was washed. Yeah. I knew better. And then, listen, with LeBron, here's how I feel about this. Like, you weren't pressed when you guys were number two. You weren't pressed when you guys were number three.
Now they're in a frenzy right now.
Now you're in a frenzy because there's a possibility that you can fall into the plan. But here's my thing. Like, when Luka said it, it was like, whatever. Luka's 22 years old. Right. You're supposed to be one of the GOATs, right? When they have the conversation, they're going to talk about LeBron James. You're a four-time world champion. You're afraid of a little competition, LeBron? You scared? You sound scared. We can't relate to that in New York because we don't run from the smoke.
And we could be the team that very well knocks them into the play-in game. We could be the team that knocks them into the play-in game come May 11th. So they better talk to us nice, Ash. Better not be any bulletin board material coming our way. You know what I'm saying? So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Stanley Carnard says, Tibbs shut down Morant tonight. 90s defense in the house. Also, shout out to all my Haitian Knicks fans out there. Let's go. Yeah, he did, man. And I don't know what Ja was thinking, man. Ja was trying to throw it off the backboard and whatnot. I'm like, yo. We in the midst of the third quarter, bro. What are you doing,
bro? I think he just used to get in his way. He got caught up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. And as King D said, again, you know, I give Peyton credit where it's due, criticize where it's due. I thought Peyton did a good job trying to bully him, staying aggressive with him. Ja had owned him the past two meetings. Ja had really torched Peyton the past two meetings, and I thought Peyton did a good job of really forcing the issue on him. And even Rose, they all went at him, you know, test him on the defensive end. You know, he can't hold either one of them. So I thought they did a good job. And you know, Ja was definitely dejected and got ejected from the game. So see you later. Got to have composure. All right, let's go back. Let's go to the phones now. Let's hear from the people. And let's go to Papa Left in the building. Papa Left, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's good? I'm speaking to two real-time legends right now.
Yes, sir. What's good, bro?
CP, Aston Nicole Moss. Yo, so shout-out to the Facebook Knicks Fan TV Hive. That's like an actual thing because I got Facebook open and there's like 50 people in there.
Oh, no doubt. I didn't even know about it, but no doubt, man. No doubt.
Oh, man. Yo, I feel like Taj and Derrick Rose get the game ball for this one. I just want to say that right off the bat. Yeah. And that third quarter was one of the most impressive quarters I watched all year for all the context that was involved. Coming off of a 44-point quarter, Memphis fighting for their playoff lives, They made a push. Dylan Brooks was hitting everything. The game was at five. And then we just took it possession by possession, hit big shots. Taj Gibson getting a bunch of rebounds. Also on his fourth foul.
Yeah.
Having a huge third quarter stretch there. And, you know, first the Fat Boys break up. And every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with Elf. I'm somebody. because all right, so I finally get it. I get why he's starting now. It finally made sense. Like, the X-Files music played. I get it. So basically, like, the reason why Peyton is starting, and this is the reason, mm-hmm. is that he needs to cover up the minutes in the beginning of the game when it's less leverage, so that when Rose comes in, he can take the high leverage minutes. So, like, when Tibbs is saying, like, he plays a very important role for us, he's literally saying, like, look, Peyton's going to keep the over-under at, like, negative two, plus two, whatever. And if he has a good game, we'll keep rolling with him in the second half. But if not, we're going to go with D. Rose and then Burks. And then we kind of lucked out with Burks getting hurt a little bit there, and it bought Rose enough energy to, you know, D. Rose, like, we should be honored and blessed that we have Derrick Rose. And that's how I'm going to end the call.
It's been big,
have
bro.
A good night.
Thanks, bro. He's been big, Ash. 19 of 26 shooting his last two nights. 49 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. Talk about leadership. Crazy.
He's been the
X factor. Julius has been the MVP. RJ's done his numbers as well. Let's not discredit. Derrick Rose has been the X factor. Coming off that bench, elevating his team, pushing the pace, getting IQ off-ball buckets, getting OB activated, getting his own shot. We talk about IQ's runner. Derrick Rose's runner has been on the money. Whether it's right-handed, left-handed, what have you, he's been on the money. And then it's from shooting from three. He's been super efficient, especially these last couple of games. So, great job. Absolutely great job. And great job by Tibbs and those guys, bringing them back. And it seemed like, you know, after the failed first stint with the Knicks, he went AWOL and all of that. Fans didn't forgive him. There were some fans that didn't want the trade because he dipped on the team. But I didn't look at that as a selfish thing. Look, sometimes people go through personal things, man. And at the same time, we know that he wasn't happy with the direction of the team. He didn't like Mills. He didn't trust Mills. He didn't like the triangle with Phil. So he wasn't happy. But I wouldn't know. You know, a lot of people put that as like a scarlet letter on him, like he wasn't going to be welcome back. But I really didn't look at it that seriously. So, and it seems like he's trying to make amends for that anyway.
No different.
Well.
I would feel no different if Melo came back. I mean, sometimes certain players just don't mesh well with certain coaches, certain offenses. It's just, you know, it's a preference thing, you know, different strokes, different folks, that kind of thing. And I just think that the way that this team is constructed right now, the coach, you know, especially having a pre-existing relationship with Rose, he's more at ease than he was the first time around. He feels a level of comfort, a level of trust that he probably didn't feel, you know, in the Phil Jackson era and things like that. So I don't, you know, feel any type of way about that. And everybody stopped saying, I didn't want Rose. Never said I didn't want him for the 100th time.
He's here.
That I was concerned about how it would affect Emmanuel quickly.
There's no need to explain. No need to explain, man. We get cold takes all the time. It is what it is. I'm going on Kellerman tomorrow. Kellerman turned back time. He's back on it. He just apologized to Julius Randle on national TV. So I'm going in with Kellerman. I'm going in fully loaded, bringing the smoke, and it's going to be a great episode tomorrow on ESPN Plus and ESPN Radio. CP versus Kellerman at 2 o'clock. So, yeah, man, don't even worry about it. D. Rose is here.
I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dan went on national television and owed the New York Knicks and Julius Randle an apology and then said he is a top 5 MVP candidate. So I am looking forward to that smoke.
It was like a proud papa watching his son finally learning how to ride his bike, Ash. You know what I mean? I've been dealing with him for the last couple of weeks with this Knicks therapy, man, just trying to show him that he's been a sellout. And what he's been missing, and finally he's coming back to earth. He's trying to get back into the good graces. Still can't come to the cookout. I did a poll on Instagram. I asked the people if they wanted Kellerman back to the cookout. He's not invited, but they did appreciate the apology. So, well, I'll let him know that tomorrow as well, man. I'll definitely let him know that tomorrow. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Knicks get a nice win in Memphis. Let us know how you feel, and make sure you guys hit that thumbs up. Remember, today's episode is presented by Manscaped, number one men's grooming tool below the waist. Manscaped, go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. It also ships to the European Union and Australia. So got to make sure that you get your lawnmower 3.0, especially for those of you that are going into the summertime, fellas. Make sure you know it gets swampy down there. Take care of the hedges, man. Take care of the hedges. The ladies will love you for it. Comes with a nice ceramic blade technology to cut down on the nicks. Waterproof. It's got an LED light. If you guys want to do it in the dark, whatever you guys are into. Very durable. You can throw it around. It is what it is. It's very durable, and it'll last you a long time. So make sure you go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping.
Wait, Molly Quorum talks crap about the Knicks too? Since when?
Oh, maybe.
Everyone in the chat is saying she hates on the Knicks too. Because, Listen, me and Molly can go toe-to-toe if you really want to, Molly. I have mad respect for your husband. I love Jalen. But if you want to go toe-to-toe on my New York Knicks,
the door is open.
The door is open. I am challenging you to the smoke. Because what we're not going to do is that.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. And no testimonials, people. No testimonials. Just go to manscaped.com. Trust me, this thing works. Works like a charm, so make sure you get yours. Ash, we got a salute. We got super chats coming in. Harry Jordan sends a $100 super chat. Says, once we get the lead, we never gave it back. We in here, throws the roses in there. He says, who's got next? P.S. Whenever you announce Chuck D, could you play 10 seconds of Fight the Power? That would be so dope. Harry, I would love to, and I'm sure Chuck would too, but YouTube might not like that, man. So, you know, the way this thing is set up, you see, you know, we can't necessarily do that, but we do shout out the Rhyme Animal. Chuck D's in here every show, never misses a show. I was just texting him and Q-Tip. We were talking about the game as well. So everybody throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute a legend, man. We got legends in here among us talking Knicks, and that's the passion of the fan base. Rhyme Animal Chuck D sends a super chat. He says, to the OG NYC heads, the Knicks Nation experience on Knicks Fan TV is so similar to those frantic, world-famous Supreme Team shows on WHBI. Such fanatic fire. So salute to Chuck for always repping us. And salute to everybody that remember those Supreme Team shows back in the day, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Who else we got super chats from? Maxwell Walter sends a $100 super chat. He says, salute always, repping ABQ, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Definitely the biggest Knicks fan in this city, man. Repping Albuquerque, Ash. He said, this game highlighted the definition of mental toughness. D Rose got me on a vibe. King Julius got me on a vibe. KFTV got me on a vibe. Let's go, Maxwell. He says, can't wait for the closing sermon. Hashtag J Boogie. We got to hear from Jay Boogie tonight, Ash.
For sure.
He said he usually doesn't do the bum nights. This wasn't a bum night. This was a good win. So we got to hear from Jay Boogie tonight. I'm looking forward to that one. All right, we're going to get back to the phone. We're going to get back to the phones. And let's hear from Motive from Brooklyn. Motive, what's going on, bro?
Yo, hit that thumbs up button for your squad.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, this team, man, it's just so much you could talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off with the best part, Tibbs, man. Mm-hmm. Tibbs bought that 90s Knicks play from back in the day and set a whole new chemistry for the team. Everybody plays for each other. It's a brotherhood that's deeper than basketball.
Yeah.
That's what I see out on the court. You know what I'm saying? Everybody looks up to Julius for everything that he does, but it's a camaraderie, bro. And as soon as Derrick Rose came to the Knicks, it was like he told everybody, yo, listen, Tom Thibodeau, gotcha. Listen, man, everybody's going to play the way they need to play, and everybody plays for each other. And if they had a bench best bench man of the year award, Theo Pinson should get that.
Pinson, as I'm showing the highlights, he never sits down.
I see him up on the sidelines cheering for every play the Knicks do, bro. For real.
Yeah.
And my dude Pelly with the three blocks tonight, man. Listen, it don't matter who comes to the team. We got coaches who will teach them to play defense and to shoot. You bring Lonzo Ball to the Knicks, he's going to be a three-point shooter. It don't matter who you bring to the Knicks, bro. They're going to learn how to play defense, and they're going to learn how to shoot because everybody wants to play for each other and not for themselves. And that's the reason why people have a beef with Peyton, because he tends to do that from time to time. Yeah. Like, he's out there on the court playing for himself, forcing. But he's starting to break out of that a little bit. I've seen that tonight, so I'm going to give him his props. He broke out of that a little bit tonight. Yeah. Happy for him. But still need a better point guard. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
For
but,
sure. Listen,
but
I,
yeah,
and,
man,
and
listen,
right,
great win for the Knicks tonight. Yeah. Everybody hit the thumbs up for your squad.
Appreciate
it's the best
it,
show on the internet,
let's
man.
Let's go.
Best show.
Appreciate
you. Have
you,
a great
bro.
Night. Thank
you too,
you.
Man. Appreciate it. I think Motive was a new caller, man. So I don't think we ever heard from Motive. So definitely.
Call, five.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Throw a five in the chat for Motive, you know? Definitely throw a five in the chat for Motive. Definitely want to get to all the comments, all the super chats. You know, it's late night too, so trying to get through everything. We got over 2,200 people in the chat right now. Big up, salute. Make sure you guys are hitting that thumbs up. Another announcement, the snapback, the All-Star Edition snapback in blue is now available on the Knicks Fan TV store. Limited time only. Make sure you guys get yours before the playoffs. Because these are the joints. I'm rocking these straight through the season, Ash. I feel like it's going to be a good luck charm for us. So, like, we got the navy blue ones. We got the black ones. The blue ones are now on sale. There's a link in the chat right now. TM will throw the link in there as well. Make sure you guys are getting it. And, yeah, make sure you guys get those, man, flying off the shelves. All right. Alan Berman sent a super chat. He says, to clarify his earlier statement, he says, Boston needs to lose 4 of 7, and they need to win out. No, Boston needs us, needs the Knicks to lose 4 of 7, and they need to win out to take a top 6 seed to knock us into the play-in. So that's what he's saying. I believe the magic number for the Knicks is 6. So that's that. Appreciate it, Alan. Or it might be 5 after tonight. John Mark says, CP, where's my gift?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have won a...
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Must have won a snap. Oh, you know what? John Mark won an autograph snap, so we'll get John the snaps as well. The issue is that it's through Teespring, so it takes a little while for them to source the snaps and ship it out. So we'll get that to you, Jean-Marc. No problem. Lo Ferrigno says, yo, CP, you said Gibson wasn't a rim protector last night. How did he do tonight? Brooklyn stand all the way up. He had 5 tonight. He had 5. Give credit to Taj, man. He's not normally a rim protector. We know that. But I give credit to him being a veteran that he is, knowing what his role is, knowing that Noel is out. We're one man down. He's got a tough assignment against Jonas Valanciunas. He's starting, and he knows that rim protection is going to be at the utmost priority. So he had to step up, and that is what Taj does, man. When his number is called and he's needed to step in and play his role or go above and beyond, he does that. So give credit to him, man. He had a battle on his hands, and he delivered 6 points, 12 rebounds, and five block shots. Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's go to JD from Manhattan. JD, what's going on?
CP, what's going on?
How you doing, bro?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. Ash, I think you're going to go viral with that Molly.
Molly
wants to smoke.
I like Molly. I like Molly. I just, you can't diss the my New York Knicks, but I like Molly. It's so smoke.
Everybody can get to smoke.
Shout out to everyone, man. Make sure you hit them likes, help the stream for my boy CP here, man.
Yeah.
CP, you know, this team, I think this team is ready for the playoffs. I think they're mentally ready for the playoffs. And the reason I say that is, remember when we were at the game, we were talking about what they needed to do. And, you know, some people's concern, the air was out of the fans after that game. It was sort of a heartbreaker. And look how they've responded. On the second game of the back-to-back, if we remember how, you know, what the Milwaukee Bucks did to us that second time we played them after the All-Star break.
Yeah.
You know, in the NBA, teams remember what happens the first time you play them. And now we went into Memphis, second game of the back-to-back, going into their house after what they felt was a giveaway game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they had this game circled. In addition to that, they just lost a heartbreaker.
Yep.
They were up 20, and they lost a one-point game against the Magic. They're fighting for their lives. And so this was a very important game for them.
Yeah, big time.
And they demonstrated that because you saw what happened in the end.
Yep.
Tempers flared up. John Morant got tossed. The coach got tossed. And that was because of the way the Knicks responded to every single run that Memphis made on them. When they cut it to 7, they cut it to 6. The Knicks responded. The Knicks responded. That was impressive to me. That tells me that there's a mental toughness going around with this team. They've won 12 of their last 13. I mean, do we know they've won 12 of their last 13 games?
Big time. Yep.
It's unbelievable the way that they've responded. And, you know, the most impressive thing about this team, in my opinion, has been the way that they've been able to stay the course and still execute the defensive game plan in the absence of multiple key players on defense. Mm-hmm. Mitchell Robinson, tonight, Nerlens Noel.
Yep.
So what happens? Taj Gibson gets 5 blocks. Pell gets 3 blocks.
Yep.
The technique was on point. They had their hands up every time the guards were penetrating to the basket.
Yep.
And that's coaching as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's okay. Doesn't mean we're going to win every game, but I think it's okay for Knicks fans to say, going into every game, we have a chance to win.
Yeah.
And to Rose, you know, I pointed out his blitz on how much better he shoots from the 3-point line and the 2 points on the road than he does at home. He shoots like 31% at home, and he's shooting after tonight now 44% from three. That is going to be huge come playoff time because, you know, CP, if we're going to make any noise and if we're going to win any rounds, we're going to have to win games on the road.
Yeah.
And Rose's ability to elevate his efficiency on the road in close games is going to be key. Because you saw tonight at crunch time, if it's not going to be Burks or Randle, Rose is going to be the one to try to close out the games for us. So
100%.
Thank you for having me, CP.
Big time, bro.
Chat, make sure you hit them likes.
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk soon.
Great call, bro.
Appreciate it.
Great call.
Yeah,
that's a 5 right there, man. Throw a 5 in the chat for my guy, JD. JD Sports Talk. Check him out on YouTube.
I love what he said about how the Knicks responded, and that's what, you know, they say about the game of basketball. It's a game of runs and possessions, and, you know, the runs are always going to go in your favor. The possessions aren't going to always go in your favor, but how do you respond to that?
Yeah.
And I think the Knicks are getting better at not letting what has happened. And this is the thing that I say was one of the things I like about RJ, is that he doesn't let things that have already happened affect his future play, and I think that's what the Knicks are doing as a team now. They're not letting past mistakes, past missed possessions, past missed shots get into their head deep enough to where it's affecting them from retaliating and reacting to what's happening in the present.
Yeah.
And that's the formula for a winning team.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're ready, man. And to JD's point, it's been a while. I mean, honestly, just the way they approach each game, I've never felt, even from the beginning of the season, that you know, they will be out of a game. You know what I mean? Because they just, they play hard. They play tough. The defense has been consistent all year. And as Tip said, they believe that they can win. They're following Julius's lead. Julius has turned his game all the way up to the max. RJ is back from an inefficient rookie year. And then D-Rose being the catalyst, the X-Factor off the bench. But as JD said, every man knows their role right now. And that is what Tibbs was trying to implement all year, even with the short rotations. He said it. He's trying to get guys chemistry. He's trying to build the chemistry and have guys knowing where their minutes are coming from, and that's so that everybody knows their role.
Listen, I even said months ago when I was doing the daytime television run and I was on the Michael Smith show and I was on a bunch of other shows, I said, and this was back when the season first started, I think this was after the first time we played the Nets or even before that,
mm-hmm.
I said the difference of this team is not so much the intricate logistics. It's a mentality difference of this team. Every time they step on the court, oh, it was after we beat the Bucks. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they step on the court, this team believes that they can win.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who they're playing. It doesn't matter who they have on their team, the team that they're playing, rather, have on their team. It doesn't matter where they're seated. It doesn't matter where they're playing. This team has a mentality like, look, you're good. We're good, too. We're the New York Knicks, so what's up? You want the smoke? We're going to give it to you.
They're
and
not
that
backing
is a mentality
down.
That I don't think the team has ever had before.
Yeah. They're not backing down. And I said it on a interview as well. Like, somebody was asking, when did you know that this team is real? And I said, even the way they approached, even the preseason, the way they approached it, you just saw a different mentality. And I know it was preseason, doesn't matter, but they still came in focused. They still came in with the intention to win, with the intention to, you know, execute the principles, and especially on the defense. And Tibbs was coaching that way in the preseason, calling the timeouts, making sure you call the momentum, getting the guys together, making sure they get out and execute. The big win against the Bucks, the Austin Rivers game against the Jazz. Like, you just saw the effort. Even the opening night against the Pacers, like, they were just there. And they've been in most of these games. And there's very few games. I don't remember many games this year that you could say that they lost because they didn't give enough effort. There may be a couple in the first half. I got to go back and see. But every game, they're in it to win it. And this is where they are, man. 37-28, 9 games over 500, 4th seed in the East. And as JD said, they're ready to go. So definitely want to salute to everybody in the chat. Leave us a hashtag new if you guys are new in the chat. We got 2,200 in here. It's 12:30 midnight over here on the East Coast. Appreciate you guys for rocking with us. The show is going to continue. We're going to take some more calls. Let me salute some more super chats that came in. Somebody in the chat said to fix the super chat. I'm not sure what he was referring to. I don't remember who it was that was saying fix the super chat, but just clarify what you're saying. Miguel Benitez says Clyde was heated when he thought Burks had on number 10. I didn't catch that point.
Can I just say again how much I love
Clyde
this
is
version
a legend.
Of Todd Frazier?
Yeah. Clyde
I
is
hope
a legend.
It never goes away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's just happy he doesn't have to travel. That's why you love him, what's going on.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. He's a relic. We got to keep him on ice, man. King Goose says we ain't stealing nothing. 6-0 on this road trip. So King Goose is throwing that juju out there. We already appreciate Maxwell Walter. Harry Jordan throws a $100 super chat each. We appreciate them. Black Ross 9 says, second half of a back-to-back. Missing both centers does not matter. This squad is 90s tough. So to K. Marco, he says, don't be surprised if we sweep this West Coast trip. This team is for real. I'm about to bet the house on us in the Eastern Conference Finals. Our style of play can beat anyone and everyone. All right, so a lot of confidence going on right now. I'm digging it.
Shout out to my dad in the chat. He said the Knicks are built. He said the Knicks are built for war like 94.
Let's go. Let's go. Papa Moss in here dropping bars. Let's get it going. No doubt, man. No doubt. So salute to Papa Boss indeed. And who else we got? Super chats. We have Flow Hypnotic says salute to D Rose for helping the Knicks lead the Knicks renaissance. Jason Spade says, hey, much love. What the hell was Ja thinking trying to go off the backboard with Julius in front of him? Knew the Knicks were in his head right there. Yeah. Once I saw that play ass, I said, oh, we got him. I said, yeah, we got him. We got him because I don't know what Ja was thinking at that point. And it was fairly late in the game. I gotta find this thing because it was fairly late in the game, either third or fourth quarter. I'm like, yo, Ja, what are you doing, fam?
But also, like, he gets away with a lot of these calls. So, you know, when you get away with a lot of things, you're just kind of accustomed to, you know, moving how you move. But not when you play New York.
Yeah. Custom illusion. Yeah, there it is. I just played it. This was in the third quarter. Knicks were up 85-75. My man threw it off the backboard. Like he was Jamal Crawford. And Taj just kept him at bay with a forearm. Like, bro, you're not going nowhere. What are you doing? And that led to an RJ dunk in transition. So appreciate Ja for, you know, being off his game. Definitely appreciate that. Let's go to the Discord, Ash. Let's go to Joseph from Brooklyn. Joseph, you are live and direct, man. What's going on? Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, CP.
Yo, what's up, Joseph? How you doing, bro?
Hey, what's up, CP? Ashley, make sure y'all hit that like in the chat for the squad, of course.
Of course, of course.
Listen, yo, I'm feeling this game, man. I want to start this off. I love the minutes from Taj and Pell because Valanciunas was a big matchup tonight, and I think it was a good test for Jokic on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, he's about to be MVP. We got Noel down, Mitch been out. So I thought it was good minutes. Mm-hmm. Second, Obi. I've been an Obi hater. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
This whole season, he's been letting me down. But what no one's talking about is rebounding, yo. He's been going up strong, bringing it down strong, and running back. You know, I love the way he's been playing. And Burke's back, honestly, playing like he never left. I love seeing him and Bullock back on the floor. And with Bullock, what I like to see, his inside game. People don't talk about his mid-range too much, but he's lights out for mid-range and in the paint. And I'm going to close this out. I'm going to let y'all go. D-Rose, man.
D-Rose,
at the end of this
man.
Game, I like seeing the ball in D-Rose's hands.
Yeah.
And he just gives me confidence. You know, a lot of the times at the end of games, we give the ball to Julius, and he's ISO, jab step. But D-Rose moves the ball and gets the offense flowing, and he just gives us confidence, man. He gives this team new life. For how old he is, like, you know, I give him – he's still MVP roast to me, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let y'all go. You'll love this show, man. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
Appreciate it, bro. Great call. Great call. And remember this. Remember this, Ash. And like I said, we've been searching for the closer for some time now because we lost some close games this year, especially to Miami, a couple close ones down the stretch, one in Brooklyn, couple in Brooklyn. Knicks versus Pelicans, the game I came back. Fourth quarter, crunch time. Where does Tibbs go to get the bucket? It's not Julius Iso. He goes to Rose, who gets the drive and kick to Bullock for the three to tie that game up, going to overtime. Rose went 5-for-5 in that fourth quarter in overtime. Goes into overtime, and they win the game. It's options. You have a closer now. You have another closer now.
We have a close one. The Nuggets are in a close one with the Lakers right now. A minute and 40 to go, 85-89. So they may go ahead and pull this out.
Where's the game? Is it in Denver or L.A.?
It looks like it is. I think it's in L.A.
Okay. No LeBron. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
And the Nuggets got a good win over the Clippers. 89. Interesting. Yeah, you just never know in the NBA.
The Nuggets might help the Mavericks a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you just never know, man. No LeBron, and Nuggets coming off of a good game against the Clippers. So, hey, that's the NBA for you. Let's see what happens. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This is Knicks Post Game Live, number one show for the fans, by the fans, presented by Manscaped, CP the Franchise, Ashley Moss on the other side. You know what, Ash, this is what we're going to do. Since the brand new blue snaps are on sale today, and we got this win back-to-back, as JD said, 12. What did we win? 12 out of last 13. 11 out of our last 12.
Yeah.
Let's do the giveaway tonight.
Ooh.
It's late night, Dave. Let's drop the link in there. Let's get somebody one of these brand new Royal Blue crispy joints.
We need 400 more likes though.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I feel like that's fair. It's over 2,000 in the chat. 1,500. That's
fair. That's
400
fair.
People to do their job.
Let's get to 1,500 likes and we'll do the giveaway ASAP. So let's do it. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. I want to shout out Illmatic Ray. He's team hashtag new. Salute to Lola Cowboys, team hashtag new. My guy David Fudernick checking in from the L.A. Knicks squad. He says team hashtag old, but that's my guy. Anyway, Adam Romero, what's going on? Who else we got in here? P.S. Andrew Dell, how you feeling? Asher, you want to shout out in the chat?
Listen, as usual, shout out to New York City. Can I get a yurt? So if you're from New York City, wherever you are, if you're from New York, wherever you are, let me see a year.
Yeah, somebody was asking you to do that, matter of fact. I don't know if you saw that comment.
Also, shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Westchester. Shout out to the DMV. I know you guys rock it as heavy. Shout out to the Yayo, the 305, wherever you're. Shout out to all of the West, the East Coast, rather, the best coast. And shout out to everyone in the chat, all 2,000 plus of you guys in the building.
2,000.
And like I said, representing New York right now. Let me see a year.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Blue Snapback is on the way. Make sure you sign up for the giveaway. And, yeah, this is what it's all about, man. So they did say the winning streak is, oh, the run is 12 out of 13. So I was right the first time. 12 out of 13. And we got a lot of yours going on in the chat right now.
Well,
so,
there's Chuck D with a year.
even Chuck is with the lingo. So let's go. Let's go. Salute to Kelvin Lugu. Kelvin, I hope I got your last name right, man. But he says, remember the Han interview a while back? You guys were talking about a closer or a star. He said one might emerge. People been emerging ever since. Yeah, that's a good point. G. Mark sends a super chat. He says he won an autograph hat. Yes, he did win an autograph hat back in March on his birthday. Either he says he either wants me or Ash to sign it. So we'll work that out. We'll definitely get that worked out. Ash, you still got some snaps on you, right?
I have at least two.
Okay. All right. So we'll get that going. We'll get that going for John. And belated birthday gift. Jason Spates says, I got that comment already. So salute to Jason Spates. Okay, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Flint. Stan from Flint, what's going on? Stan, back again. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? Flint Town, stand up. NY Grits. That's what we're talking about right now.
Grits.
You heard me?
NY Grits, bro. Yes, sir. What's going on?
CP, Ash. I just want to say thank y'all for bringing the content to our people.
Appreciate it, bro.
I want to talk about this bench tonight. The bench was ridiculous this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I love to see Obi coming off the bench and doing the little things in the little bit amount of time that he has to give. But please give the respect to my man D. Rose, the former MVP.
Yep.
D. Rose was doing his thing. And now he hasn't been doing his thing. He's been the mentor for Quick, for Obi, even for Peyton. Because I don't believe Peyton would be playing this good if it wasn't for D. Rose.
Yeah.
He has the mindset and the mentality to put us in a position to win. And even when I was so pissed off when Peyton was putting up these floaters or whatever you want to call them in the beginning of the game. And I saw Rose come over to him and talk to him. And he came back and he came over with that same aggressiveness.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's the leader that we need on this team. But everybody puts a thumbs up for your squad. New York Grits all day, every day. Flint Town, stand up.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. Appreciate you, Stan. And, yeah, you know, I love the way the bench came out and gave us energy, man. It was great to see Burks just getting his buckets. You know, he's a bucket getter. And he was just going out there comfortable. They had no answer for him. And he was in his groove early. That was great to see. Thought IQ looked fairly comfortable out there. He had DeAnthony Melton guarding him. IQ did well. Had two or three from downtown. Didn't really play too much down the stretch in the second half, but again, we'll have to see how that dynamic works with getting Burks back into the swing of things and how the game is looking. Because, like I said, Tibbs, in that fourth quarter, when D. Rose ran out of steam and needed a quick breather, he didn't go back to Peyton. He went to Burks. He went to Burks as the point. And
Is the love affair coming to an end? Is it ending in divorce?
Yeah, because he's trying to win.
I think it's ending in, listen, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. It looks like so are Tibbs and Peyton.
Yeah. Well, look.
The settlement just won't be as high, but,
The coach sees what he has, and I think what he sees is that Burks is a average ball handling point that can get it done, still get his own shot off, and still give you some playmaking. It's not going to be pretty all the time. But I think you have to have him out there because you need that offense. You can't play 5-on-4 on the offensive end when you're trying to get a crunch time bucket. You know what I'm saying, Ash? So you take that risk and run it with Burks and see where he can go with RJ, Julius, maybe even Rose. You see what you're dealing with there. But unfortunately, he got rolled up on, and we didn't really see what the impact was. But ultimately, he turned into a win because D. Rose comes in and gets us 6 points with 4 minutes to go. So it all kind of worked out.
And the Nuggets don't look like they're going to pull this off for everybody asking.
Yeah.
Right now, it's 15 seconds left on the clock, 93-89. So okay. It looks like the Joker is going to fall to the LeBron-less Los Angeles Lakers.
Hey.
Unless a miracle happens.
Well, you know one thing about the Lakers is it's the number one ranked defense at the moment. Despite all the injuries, despite all the chemistry issues, they still play defense. And so that's one thing that they can rely on and until they, you know, get their act together. But good luck to them. Blood of the Panda says, hashtag OB Avengers, hashtag free OB, and get well soon, Noel. Yeah, he's on that OB Avenger hype, heavy. So salute to him. And, yeah, great job by OB again, you know. And Burks found him. Burks and OB got some chemistry on that second unit, too. Burks found him for Allie in that second quarter. That was good to see. And as Stan said, you know, Obi's just doing a little things right now to fill his role in his minutes. Play some defense, get rebounds, cut to the hole. Yeah, you're going to have some three-point looks. Hopefully you knock them down. But, you know, just be active out there for the team, and he's getting rewarded for it. Let's get back to the phones. Ike from Israel. Ike, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Good, man. What's going on?
You got to do it. So I just, you know, playing this Memphis game, it brought back some memories. I want to talk about a turning point for this Knicks, and it really goes back to last season against Memphis by that game in the Garden with the brawl. So I don't like Elfrid Payton. I don't like his game, but I always give him props for,
hey,
you know.
Hey, yeah, he came up tough. I like that.
Know,
I like how Payton
Crowder tried to disrespect
that.
Us,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I always give Payton credit for that, man. That's the reason why I haven't completely
floor.
Sold him out. Yeah,
and he
I like
protected
that.
The Garden floor.
100%. 100%, bro.
Yeah, and the Knicks afterwards, after that game, they went 8-9 to finish the season. Mm-hmm. And that was also a game that got Mills fired because everybody was chanting, sell the team.
Yeah.
And Dolan, you know, threw Steve Mills under the bus. So, you know, that was a turning point, I feel. You know, Payton, I don't like his game, and I don't want him here long-term. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of mentality, he's a tough guy.
I agree with that.
He gets respect and props for what he did, you know, that game. And I feel that that game was a turning point, you know, in last season for them. Like I said, they finished 8-9 to finish up that season,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good, being that they only won 21 games total. But, yeah, it's just that's just something I felt, you know. You know, people bash credit. We got to give Scott Perry some props, too. Because basically, this is his roster from last season. You know, people were bashing
roster.
Him last season, too many power forwards and stuff. But, you know, he's got to get his props, too. You know,
yeah.
Nobody ever really gave him props, you know, putting the roots of this team together.
True. Definitely true, man. And appreciate the call, man. Salute to
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You guys have a
All right, Ike, see you, man.
Right.
Salute to my guy Ike out in Israel. Ike repping from Israel, Ash, calling long distance. Salute. Everybody throw your city or your country flag in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from, man.
I love this part of the chat.
Yeah, we went from Flint, Michigan, Ash, to Israel. Who else is doing that?
Nobody.
Who else is doing that, Ash?
Nobody.
You know
and also, funny thing, too, is I heard that word on the curb is Ari shot his shot at Melinda Gates. That's what I heard.
After a couple drinks, man, I wouldn't put it past Ari, man. You know
losing,
what I mean?
He's losing too much money in these bets, so he shot his shot at the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. Gates. So hopefully it hit.
I wouldn't put it past him, man. I would not put it past him. Beast Moji says, please read my super chat. I don't know where it is. Okay, so that's maybe what the people are saying is that I told you guys sometimes YouTube kind of gobbles up the super chats, and once I put it on slow-mo mode. So let me go back and see. Ash, what countries or cities are people checking in from?
Shout out to Costa Rica. Love your country. Just got back.
Right.
Definitely will be visiting again.
Yep.
Shout out to Jamaica, as always. Also, one
Jamaica's
of my
always in here. Heavy.
Yep. always been so kind to me and J.A. Love them so much. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do we have? We have Honduras in the building. We have Down Under in Australia. We have Germany. We have Barbados.
Nice.
You know, I have a love affair with Barbados. Let's see. Where else? Haiti.
Okay. No doubt.
Panama. Have you ever been to Panama?
I have not been to Panama. No.
Hong Kong. I know it's late over there. Or is it early over there?
It's right now in Hong Kong. It's probably about midday. It's probably about noon, headed into 1 o'clock. Yeah, they're about 12 hours ahead. I've been to Hong Kong. Yeah.
Oh, you have been?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice spot.
I want to go to Hong Kong. The Philippines also in the building. Listen, the New York Knicks are international.
You're worldwide. That's what I'm trying to say.
Listen, I don't know about these other teams, but the Knicks are international. Facts. We got New Zealand. We got Ecuador.
Yeah.
We have Puerto Rico. We have Canada, home of R.J. Barrett, my 9 guy.
Let's go.
I mean, come on.
What more do you want? Speaking of which, let's get my guy Peter from Belize in the building. Peter, what's going on? Oh, man. Yeah, Peter ruined the alley-ash. Peter going once? Damn. I thought we threw Peter the Gotham Wild, Ash.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Oh, here he goes. All right. Better late than never. Peter, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Good to go.
Everybody else get love except Belize, man. Come on, 501 love.
Belize, what's good, Peter?
Man, it is hot in Belize right now. 84 degrees, nighttime. Flex. It feels like 91. It was over 100 today.
Knicks
are just as hot, man. 12 of 13. You know, I definitely felt it should have been, 13 in a row, but, we ended up dropping the Suns game. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Moving forward, definitely, Kentucky Derby just concluded on Saturday, the run for the Roses, but we got our own run for the Roses going on right now with Derrick Rose.
Yep.
You know, so next thing. One of the first comments that I saw in the chat on YouTube was, when was the last time the Knicks won back-to-back West Coast trip road games?
Yeah.
And it's possibly that it's never been done. The last time I took it upon myself to go and research it. I know you guys could probably check with Ian Begley or Max Kellerman and those guys that have access to Elias Sportsbook. Mm-hmm. But definitely, the last time we did two road games out of three was in 1969-70 season when we won the championship. That was against the Kings. I believe it was the Kansas City Kings and the Warriors.
Okay.
And that was two out of three games, and we actually won three West Coast road games out of five. So that was 69-70. And doing that research, they said the omen with the Knicks is when you go on these winning streaks, it means deep playoff runs, Eastern Conference Finals playoff runs, NBA Finals playoff runs. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. We know we have problems at point guard. We keep on pointing out Elfrid Payton. What Elfrid Payton is, he's a 4-5-inning starter, but we have a hell of a bullpen. Think about it. The way the Yankees are managing or have been managing that their team in terms of their pitching before they got Gerrit Cole was, we're gonna put a starter out there for 4-5 innings and let the bullpen carry us to the end of the game, and we have magnificent closers. That's what we have with Gerrit Cole.
Yeah,
so let Payton be the 4-5 inning starting pitcher, and let Rose finish, and we're seeing the results, man.
Okay.
Last thing with Ashley, I did not know she was a Cowboys fan, but I realized where I've seen Ashley before.
Yeah.
It was draft night last year. CeeDee Lamb, the young lady that was checking his phone. That's Ashley. That's where I saw Ashley on draft night last year. That was you.
Yo, Pete, that I got bars you. For you.
You're CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend. Cowboys fan.
Yo, Peter. Anyways, appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Peter from Belize got bars, Ash.
That was not me.
He aired you out.
Make it.
I remember that. That was funny.
Very clear. That was funny. That was not me.
So salute to Peter. All right, let's wrap up the phones because we got to do the giveaway. And then I got to the Super Chats. We're going to read the Super Chats. Make no mistake. We appreciate everybody who donates. Make no mistake about it. It's just we can't read them all at one time because we got to, you know, keep a show going and get some, you know, other takes in here. But we definitely appreciate the Super Chats in here. Les from New York. What's going on, Les? How you doing? Is this Say Less from last night? Yo, Les. Yo, is he snoring, Ash?
I think he's sleeping.
Hey, Les. Yo. Nah, I'm not even gonna air this man out no more. I'm not even gonna air this man out no more. Yo.
What is the world?
Yo, Les was dead ass sleeping. Usually I say that as a joke, but my man was literally sawing wood over there. Did you?
I'm crying.
Yo. My man was in his third dream. He was all the way in the Matrix, Ash. You know what I'm saying? Usually I'd be offended, but that was actually hilarious. My guy, Les, he didn't even make it yesterday. That's what, remember yesterday, I was like, yo, Les, are you there?
That was him.
Yeah. And Les, I was like, I made a joke. I'm like, oh, Les is sleeping. He missed his cue.
Yo, he was not.
Yeah.
Ow.
Les, don't watch the replay tonight, man. Do not send the people the link to the show, Les, please. This was not your finest moment. But I hope he gets your rest, man. I hope he gets your rest, Les. He tried, Ash. He tried, man. You know, listen, we try to get to everybody in a timely fashion. It's a lot of excitement, man. I know my man Angel's up. Hey, Angel, what's going on, Angel? Angel's up.
Hey, yo. Yo, did you hear that? It sounded like a grizzly bear.
Yo,
oh
my man Les was chopping
yo,
down a
what
a
is
redwood
going on?
Boy.
Oh, my God. I'm crying right now. What's good, y'all? I'm back. The goat simp is back. What's good, y'all? My boy CP to the yo, Queen Ashley. How y'all feeling today?
Hey, I'm feeling great, man.
I'm feeling great, bro.
Great
after that.
Yeah,
100%.
Oh, my. That was just crazy, yo. I think that was either funny or when Clyde was on talking about the coach, you know, when he got ejected. I mean, that was hilarious too.
Hilarious.
I mean, he just had me crying. But you know, first thing first, y'all hit that thumbs up, yeah, boys. I'm feeling hype. I'm feeling good. And CP and Ash, I said it yesterday. We were gonna get that win against Memphis Grizzlies, and I'm telling you, we want all the smoke. And we're coming for Denver. We're going to beat them, too. That's right. I said it here.
Let's
we're going to beat them because them boys got to play us, too, and they ain't ready. Now I'm getting ready to spit some facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks scored 54 points in the paint. That was a little surprising considering they dominated us in the paint the last game. But all in well, we did our thing. The fact that we shot 50% from the field and from three, you know, we just staying consistent, and it's just beautiful to watch, man. The ball movement is on point, and, you know, we're just playing hard for each other. And that's what New York is about, man. We really put in that work. And the fact that Taj Gibson had five blocks, I mean, that boy looked like Nerlens Noel out there, man.
Yeah.
It was just crazy. And, you know, Randall, he had a tough game, but, you know, he made a big impact besides scoring. You know, he had six assists, you know, and getting teammates involved, and that's what you want to see. Just because your shot ain't falling, you want to see us, you know, make other plays on the basketball court. And it was good to see Burks out there. I'm hoping that injury ain't serious.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, man. I'm going to say it here first. Derrick Rose needs to be sixth man of the year, because what would the Knicks be without Derrick Rose, man?
Yeah.
I mean, this
probably
boy is just balling, you know, 25 points, 3 or 5 from three. And, you know, the bench scored 46 points, man. I mean, we got the best bench in the game right now. I don't care what anyone says, you know, and I'm feeling good right now. Shout out to all the simps. Shout out to the show. Hit that like button.
Let's go.
And thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the optimism, Angel, man. You're speaking it into existence. And this team is going out there and executing, man. So great job. Great job, Angel. And, yeah, man, great call. Definitely a great call. We'll hear from Jay. Is Jay Boogie calling in tonight? Jay Boogie, are you calling in to close?
Still laughing at the. How many call them Les got narcolepsy?
No joke, man. Les, we hope all is well with you, Les. I mean, Dave, if you want to check in on him one time, I'm not going to air him out again. If you want to check in on Les one more time, see if he's ready, we give him a chance. If not, we'll give away the snapback and then we'll close out. So, great show as usual. Oh, I see Jay Boogie here. Okay. Jay Boogie from North Carolina. What's going on?
Yeah, that's the roll call. I'm gonna do it again for Ask. Yeah, last night was a totally bum call. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wasn't gonna come in. The Houston got their own name, Rock. So you know, won't no need to come in there and call last night.
Yeah,
let's jump on straight over to Memphis.
Let's go.
But hold up though, let me send some shout outs real quick.
Okay.
Shout out to everybody that made phone calls tonight, right? Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's rocking with this orange and blue.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole chat, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to everybody that's in-state, out-of-state, out-of-country, yeah, wherever you at. And shout out to all the men that's locked down doing time. Can't wait for you to get home, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to my team, you know what I'm saying? You see them right there on the glass. Nah, we ain't talking about Bunny and Clyde. That's my Thomasina Bush ride right there. Now shout out to Chuck D. I know he know what I'm saying when I say Thomasina Bush ride. And shout out to James Dolan. Yeah, that's right. That's the big homie, the blueprint. He got it completely right this right. This time right here, we on one. Shout out to Leon Rose, you know what I'm saying? He doing the right thing. He had to put together the whole squad. And shout out to the World Wide West, and shout out to Tom Thibodeau. It was a beautiful and great sight just to see them two, them laughing and giggling, getting along, you know, hugging and showing the love and appreciation. And then you see Perry come through. Shout out to Perry too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all those in that office and everything, and shout out to the whole Orange and Blue, the New York Knicks team. But this is a great turnaround, you know what I'm saying? This is playoff basketball, what you learn and seen tonight. Because anytime when you ain't getting no calls and it's just man on man, ain't no skills, no sets, no court, no plays, no nothing. Ain't no referees blowing no whistles. Ain't no TV timeouts. It's man on man. It's a fight. This was a fight tonight. You know what I'm saying? This is what you call the Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler. May he rest in peace. But I'm glad we was on the Marvin side and knocked them straight out the box. You know what I'm saying? This is how you handle your business, and this is how you get ready for playoff basketball. That's the next turn that we taking. Yeah, I got another broom, matter of fact. Take this broom right there and sweep yourself off your own floor, Memphis. That's right, another broom. How about that? We don't got a lot of brooms this year. We handling our business. You got to love and appreciate everything that's going on, man. We come a long way from, you know what I'm saying, to getting reach this point right here. All the way from the beginning of the season when we was having the Dallas. Been telling y'all about this top eight, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I need to switch it up and chop four of them in half and just start calling the top four, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where we're sitting at. And I don't think we're trying to relinquish that right there going on. Yeah, you heard my man just called, you know what I'm saying, for Philly a few minutes ago. Yeah, I'm riding with him all the way. We get ready to smack Denver across the helmet, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday night, you know what I'm saying? Everything is a big time going on game right now. You got to love it. You got to appreciate it. I want the smoke. Ashley says she wants the smoke. She calling out Mark. I know what CP get ready to do, you know what I'm saying, to max them off. So, man, I guess I might as well call him out too. Yeah, Steve, I call you out too. I want some smoke, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't been riding with us the whole time. Don't ride and get on the wagon now. You won't ride at the beginning. You won't get all them late nights and all them phone calls and all them debates and all them challenges, late hours, you know what I'm saying, hoping and praying, getting us on. The whole time, y'all just getting on the wagon right now. We don't need y'all. This is for the real ones on the Knicks Fan TV show, the real other podcasters, the ones that stay up late night and going in while y'all listening, y'all laying down resting, waiting to go up in your offices. Nah, we low key right now on the streets with this right here, and you gotta love and appreciate right here. You know what I'm saying? It don't get no better than this right here. You gotta love it. You gotta appreciate it, man. And everybody, continue on doing what you're doing. Love yourself. Protect yourself. Love your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? That thing is out there. Fathers, mother, fathers, father to your kids. Mothers, mother to your kids. Fathers, love your wives. Wives, love your fathers. build that family, build that foundation. Just like the Knicks, we got that foundation right there. I told you about that house. You got to have a mortar. You got to have a cement blocks. You got to have the bricks. And that's how you put together that family home, you know what I'm saying? We here right now. We all one. And keep doing what y'all doing. And I appreciate and love everybody in the chat, man. God bless you all, man. And I see y'all Wednesday night right after Denver. Yo, if you don't like this orange and blue, yeah, while we out in Denver, go ride with that Bronco. Because this right here, that New York flavor right here. Yeah, like Nas say, here he.
And as usual, the church says, amen.
Closing it out like a pro. J Boogie from North Carolina. Throw some fives in the chat. That's what we wanted.
Like that orange and blue, you better go ride with the Broncos.
You better ride with the Broncos. Simple and plain, Ash. Simple and plain. Nothing else to say. J Boogie puts the bow on things. 12-13. The Road Warriors are getting it done. On to Denver. Let's go.
On to Denver.
Let's go. Let's get it going, man. Great show, Ash. Let me get my outro music going. Great show, everybody. Great show, Chuck, TM, Dave, everybody in the chat. Everybody that was rocking with us, man. We had 2,000 strong, over 2,000 strong in here.
On a late night.
On a late night.
Who else is pulling those kind of
numbers? Who else is pulling those numbers, Ash? Forget about it. All right, let's get out of here. Great show.
All right, so look, you already know what time it is. As usual, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at AshNicoleMoss. The usual. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, All In with Ashley Nicole, and we back here on Wednesday for another dub. Yes, I'm calling it now. We're coming for you. Jokic, I appreciate what you're doing. MVP season, I hope you win it, but we still coming for you.
Taj, sick of Taj.
Listen, we're coming for the whole Nuggets, the Nuggets organization,
yeah,
your crew, and if you're a fan of the Nuggets, we're coming for you too.
Facts. Okay? Road Warriors, Ash. Road Warriors. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. 118-104, back-to-back wins. Back-to-back wins on the road. Still in fourth. The Hawks won tonight. 1.5 games up on the Hawks. Still with 6 games left to go. Is it 6 games left? No, we got 4 left on the road. 7 games. 7 games left to go. So remember, this show is also presented by Manscaped. Fellas, go to manscaped.com. Enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. Go get that Lawnmower 3.0 in the packages. Also, remember, this show is available in audio podcast format. All the major podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of them. If you guys are Apple Podcast listeners, please leave us a review. It'll definitely go a long way as well. And we certainly appreciate it. Okay, let's close out with the Super Chats. Before we roll out of here, can't forget those. Everybody that donated, we appreciate y'all. Absolutely. Okay, let me make sure I start from the beginning. Because we definitely got a lot.
The beginning.
Yeah, man. Salute to C.L. Kendrick. He says, substitute teacher of School of Hard Blocks, Norvell Pell. John Morant, get that three-pointer out of here. Yeah, Taj did swat a John Morant three-pointer. He says he couldn't take the heat and got teched out. Taj, always welcome to class, though, anytime. C.L. Kendrick also says, Derrick Rose, 25 points, took John Morant to School of Hard Blocks. James Moore, appreciate the super chat. Tyler Graham, our defense is causing teams to fire their coaches. We have a relentless and formidable defense, and it's a glorious thing to behold. Paul Robinson says, strength in numbers like the 2015 Warriors. Steve Vernon, to give Derrick Rose and Taj their flowers. Rose came back in after Burks got hurt and took over the game. Taj was solid all night. Both have been key all season. Rhyme Animal Chuck D says, these Knicks know each other. Tibbs rotations and lineups start hardening like a rock the further we go. This is uncanny to witness. I'm speechless, yo. Absolutely, Chuck. I'm with you 100%, bro. The Bodega says, let's go, Knicks. Love to see this team win and compete every night. Kudos to the Knicks. Bowen Chen says, late night CP and Ash deserve a super chat. Julius having more than one Robin on his team. Let's go, Knicks squad. We got King Jenkins. King Matthew says, we got Jenkins ejected. I think he meant Jammer. Oh, Jenkins ejected and made Morant cry. Good game to the Grizzlies and great win for the New York Knicks, or as in Ashley's terms, the New York Grits. 2-0 on the West Coast trip. Let's keep it going. DJ 5 says, not ass, stay hating on Rose. I was trying to tell y'all, Dwayne Casey lost his mind. 2019-20, Derrick Rose, he must have forgot. Stop the farewell tours.
Cut it out.
Feliciano Media Company says, if the Knicks get on a streak in the playoffs, I see them going far. It's over for somebody. Go Knicks. Shout out KFTV. Get those likes up. Let's get those likes up. How many likes we got right now, Ash?
1.3, so low-key the chat got away with
it. Yo, they got away with one. Sorry.
They bamboozled you, CP.
And you were supposed to be monitoring.
They bamboozled you, CP. Listen, we high on life right now. It's okay. Yeah, next time.
It's all good, man. It's all right? Good. John
next
G.
Next time, I got peanut M&Ms in my hand. I'm feeling cozy. But next time, okay?
John G. NY says, D-Rose penetrates with ease. Pause. Shout out to Pell for a solid game. 3 blocks and a good presence in the paint. Keep up the good content. Paul Robinson says, Peyton locks up opponents and the Knicks offense. Money Mark sends a $50 super chat. He says, Rose has been gold for us. Great times to be in. Randall MVP, Tibbs Coach of the Year. D. Rose, Sixth Man of the Year. Salute to KFTV. My bro Ron Hansley says, hit that thumbs up for your squad. It's not a confidence. It's not a coincidence that since we began this 12-win out of 13 streak, since April 9th, that the price of Dogecoin has gone up over 600%. Hashtag Knicks tape to the moon. Class Initial says, D. Haven Enterprise, Inc., Las Vegas, salute CP, growth and all NYC Knicks fans worldwide. Class is in session. So Eric Booker says, magic number to clinch a top six seed is now 5. So the magic number to clinch a top six seed is now 5. Dylan Conforti says, nah, Moran couldn't handle the smoke. D. Rose and squad clamped down. Pell finally got the invite to the block party. And time to show the West how New York gets it done. I like that comment. It was a good comment. Party. Yeah, good comment. Good comment. Beast Mode Jeef got to a super chat. He says, $10 for the 10-year anniversary of my MVP. They counted him out. They laughed at him on national TV and said he's done. The Rose just needed a garden to bloom. So glad he's out of Detroit. I got Stanley, I got Jean Mark, Miguel, King Goose, Maxwell Walter, Harry Jordan, appreciate you guys. Black Roz got him, K Marco Flo, Flo Hypnotic, appreciate it, Chuck D, appreciate it, Jason S, and I think we got everybody. Let me just do one quick refresh. Oh, and more have come in. Shout out to Iller. He says, Iggy made his Orlando debut and was impressive. 14 points, 3 rebounds, and an assist. Knicks will regret moving him, and I'll be the one to say I told you so. Big Surge says, is prime Julius Randle is a 25-point-per-game scorer. Is prime Julius Randle better overall player than prime Melo? Playmaking, rebounding, and carrying his team on his back make me think yes. No Melo slander, respect. You got to see it over an extended period of time, though. And in all fairness, you know what I mean? On paper, in a one-game season, sure. Well, you got to see it over a stretch. But I think Julius has certainly arrived, no doubt about it. Blade Pinder Hughes says, salute to the squad. Much love. Leo, shout out all the loyal Knicks fans who are here for the infamous starting five of Galloway, Alexei Sved, Andre Bargnani, Lou Amundsen, and Lance Thomas. That was a formidable five. Fizz smiling while we were down 40. And all the other lows of the past eight years, loyalty is paying off now. Great comment, Leo. Smarty Jones says, go Knicks. Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. says, CP, don't give the screw face tonight. I'll say it again, we're going 6-0. Hey, I'm with it, man. If you guys are with it, I'm with it. 2-0 right now in the campaign. The Road Warriors are back Wednesday night in Denver. 9 p.m. start, and we'll see you guys back here. Number one show for the fans by the fans. Knicks Fan TV presented by Manscaped. CP Ashley Moss, we out of here.